The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country. And there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show here on 100.3 K-Talk. I want to thank all of our new listeners for tuning in. Spent the last 2 days out at the State Fair with my good co-host and producer and good friend, Mr. Tim Dennis. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening.
Well, you're not as sunburned as I am, buddy. What's going on with that?
Wore a hat.
Yes. I spent 2 days out at the fair, handing out flyers, talking to people, shaking hands, telling them all about the show this evening. So looking forward to it. This is an exciting new venture for us. For those of you longtime listeners of Darkness on the Edge of Town, thank you for joining us here on, because we're kicking off on the FM dial, to be precise. So again, we appreciate the opportunity to be here and starting off with the new show. For those of you that are new listeners, we've been around for about the last 2.5 years doing underground radio, talking about paranormal, everything from ghosts, UFOs, Bigfoot, and beyond. We're going to share that with you here now and the listeners of the Twin Cities market. Got a lot of great new additions coming to the show as well. So for all the people that have been listening with us in the past and, you know, would like to know what's going on, we've got some really exciting stuff that we're adding this time, Tim.
You bet we do.
We got, first of all, and we're going to bring him up here on the line in a second, we've got a national correspondent now who's going to be with us once a weekend, and he's going to talk to us. We're going to be here every Saturday and Sunday night, I should mention that, from 9 to midnight Central Time. And we'll be talking to our national correspondent, Bill Murphy, who will come on. He'll talk to us about all the all of the national news that's going on in the paranormal world. We'll also be sharing our weekends with Adrian Lee from England. He's our international correspondent. He happens to be in studio with us tonight. So Adrian will be here with us and sharing some of his stories of the paranormal and some of the stories that he's able to dig up from around the world. So you guys can listen to that. We also have some other cool items showing up. We've got a book reviewer that's going to be coming with us, Susan Cummins. She'll be talking to us about different paranormal books and horror and thriller novels out there, talking about what's good, what's not, what you should read and what you should avoid. And in that same vein, we have the very lovely Nicole. And Nicole's going to be joining us on the show, talking to us about horror movies. And we're going to be talking to her a little bit about that and sharing some ideas on what are the new movies out on the market, talking about some of the classics going forward.
Nicole has an interesting nickname that I heard the other day. You were on the other day with Chris Baker. Listen to me. I'm jumbling up the callers already. You were on with Chris Baker in the morning, and you were playing reverse trivia with her. And she has a very, very interesting nickname, and we'll let her explain it.
Yes, we'll be talking to Nicole, and that's Nicole Remini will be joining us later on in the show. We're also going to be talking in the first hour with Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Children of the Grave. He's got a great new paranormal conference coming up at the end of September. It's called the Mid-South Paranormal Conference. And we're going to be talking to Topher Young from UNIVCon out at Penn State in State College, Pennsylvania. They've got a fantastic paranormal conference that's coming up. And that is the 11th through the 14th of September. They're going to have the entire cast of the TV show on A&E Paranormal State there. We're going to be talking to him about some of the other guests that are going to be there and what's going to be going on. But why don't we start off, Tim? We're going to bring on our very first guest and our very first correspondent. Can you believe it? Pretty exciting stuff. Let's welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town, Mr. Bill Murphy. Good evening, Bill.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on here and agreeing to be a correspondent with us and keeping up on this. Bill, you know, I respect you. You've been one of the top names in the field for me. You always come in with great stories, great technology. And we will mention that, too. You're going to be talking along with us in the next year here, sharing some of the new paranormal technology that came out, different items that you'll be reviewing and checking out to see. You know, there's a lot of people thinking outside the box now, trying to figure out ways to communicate with the other sides, communicate with possible aliens, communicate with maybe even cryptids. So we're going to be working with you on that. You'll be releasing those bits of information as you get them throughout the year. Right, Bill?
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, there is a lot of new technology that's being released right now. There's a lot of it's inspired with the out-of-the-box thinking that Frank Sumption sort of spearheaded. And everybody that's been participating in the ITC forums, and again, for the listener that isn't familiar with ITC, that's instrumental transcommunication, which is real-time communication with the unseen. And so you've got a number of great engineers and developers and researchers that have developed a whole slew of equipment now. So we can launch into that whenever you're ready.
Definitely, we'll be covering that. Why don't you start us off tonight? Let's hear about some of the news of the strange and paranormal that's taking place right here in the United States. What's your first story you got up for us?
Well, the news that I want to present, it may be a bit surprising to you, Dave, because this news is from 1929.
Wow, way to be current with us there, Bill.
Well, but this is very relevant. I know you want to be current, Dave, but this
yes.
is really important.
Okay, relevance, good. Let's talk about relevancy. What do we got?
Okay. The concepts behind spirit manifestation and communicating with the unseen doesn't just really start with today's technology. It started back in the early 20s when the spiritualist movement was gaining national attention, and then some of the skeptics and some of the scientists started to take notice of it. And it was felt at that time that these spirits could be, in fact, real, so the reports may have been genuine. However, they felt that they were able to manifest physically through electronics. Now, at the time, electronic isn't the same as we think of it today.
Right.
They weren't sophisticated computers, and it was a bit primitive, but electrical systems within homes was the way that spirits were thought to be able to create enough energy or access enough energy to become cognizant to the homeowner. So I just wanted to touch base on that vintage news before we talk about what's happening currently.
Sure. Okay, you're setting us up. I see that. All right, what do we got going on now?
Okay, so now if we move to today, and I believe you may have another guest that may be touching upon similar subjects, but with all this gear and all this ability to photograph and detect, there is always the opportunity for opportunists to come in and hoax people, unfortunately.
Right.
And we've all seen what's happened just this week in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that has been debunked. But if you think about what these researchers or supposedly researchers did with this Bigfoot corpse that they had, it was very clever that the way that they presented it, because they showed just enough to get people to believe that they may have got something genuine, because what they had, of course, was a costume and it was still encased in ice. So you couldn't really access it very well, but they had the freezer, they had the body, it was right there, yet it was false. Now, when you look at what's happening today, people can do the same thing with Photoshop and Audacity, and there's other ways to sort of, you know, falsify evidence and present it. In the case of the people in Atlanta, their motivation wasn't necessarily for fame. Their motivation was for profit, because they were able to collect a financial advance from a marketer that was going to take this corpse and then put it on display to make money off of it. So those are the kind of people that kind of give this field a bad reputation. But it does happen, and we've just seen it this week.
You know, Bill, you touched on something kind of interesting there, talking about the technology and how we've caught up to this point where so much fakery can be done. You know, what I find is when people get some really clear video now of a Bigfoot or a UFO sighting, it's being debunked so easily because it's too clear. And yet the old footage was too blurry and people complained, well, it was too blurry. I mean, how are we going to start to separate fact and fiction? And how can people that are, you know, just like everyday people that don't have all the technology to support know when they're being hoaxed? Do you think that's going to get easier or harder for us?
Well, fortunately, with digital photography, for example, and even recorded audio, as long as it's digital, there are forensics analysis tools that's used commonly in law enforcement. And you can see if photos have been altered. There is metadata that is encoded in the images, and you can see if it was taken with an original camera or if that image was then loaded into software and altered. And the same thing with audio recordings. So you can take an audio recording and you can put it into a waveform, and you can see the acoustics of the environment that the recording was in.
Okay, so it's not that hard to be able to see if there's been some trickery and skullduggery going on.
It is not as difficult as people may think. Now, it's a lot easier for law enforcement than it is for the layman, but the tools are available. I tend to want to scrutinize any footage that I may have because, as you know, Dave, I enjoy presenting the work of others.
Right.
And I do have a forensic video analysis system that is used by most law enforcement agencies around the world, and then we can see if something's been altered.
Great. Well, we have about 3 minutes. Why don't you hit me with another one of the national news stories that's going on right now?
This is a national news story that actually has something to do with a new development, and it's very relevant to the last trip you guys did, and that was Waverly Hills.
Okay.
When people go to Waverly Hills, one of the common sightings is, of course, the shadow people. And, you know, how do you determine, is it an actual shadow caused by a person? Because even infrared, with the cameras that we use, the consumer cameras, that infrared spectrum actually bleeds over into our visible spectrum. It's not the extreme IR that the military uses. The extreme infrared side of the spectrum, you cannot see at all. You can't even see the red LED when you're looking directly at the camera. It looks completely black. So with that being said, shadow people can also, you know, appear as a false positive. It's actually, you know, it could be somebody else and there's a reflection or shadow that they're causing, and you're actually seeing it. However, a new device that's been developed, it's a shadow detection system. Now, this particular system is kind of surprising to me because it won't register a shadow caused by a physical being with mass. It picks up shadows that are generated without mass, and that's almost a contradiction. Mm-hmm. That is the claim of the developer.
Okay.
Prototypes have been released. You can see it. We can probably get one and put it in use at your next event. And it's a new product. I'm excited about this one.
Is there a place people can go check that out, Bill?
There are. You can see this and a whole slew of new gear at UFOgeek.com.
UFOgeek.com.
Yeah, www.ufogeek.com.
And Bill, let me make a mention too for the people that are listening. If you have a national news story, if you have something that's going on or you'd like to bring it to our attention, you can go to our website at darknessradio.com. Click on the news desk there and you'll be able to pull up Adrian and Bill, and there's some information that you can get in touch with them and pass the news stories on to them. They will then bring it up for the next week's show if we can fit it in. So please contact them. That very much appreciate you being here and a part of the first show with us on. And we'll be looking forward to talking to you next week again with some new national stories.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Bill. And for all of you that are tuning in tonight, if you're interested, you can also join us live in our chat room. We do have a chat room. Go to darknessradio.com if you're listening online. You can go to darknessradio.com, click on live chat, and join us and join the rest of the people that are interested in the paranormal and sharing a little bit of their information and background with us. We'll be back with more right after this. And welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Across the board from me, as always, Mr. Tim Dennis.
We got us some bulletproof glass between the two of us.
Yes, finally you're safe from my rage.
I know.
Speaking of rage, let's bring our next guest on. We've got Mr. Topher Young, and Topher is one of the cast members from the hit television series Paranormal State. They're also running UNIFCON, is that correct? And that's going to be taking place here September 11th through the 14th?
11th through the 14th, yeah.
Do we have Topher on the line with us yet?
We're getting him.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that with Topher. And we'd like to direct you to our website again, darknessevents.com. You can check out all the upcoming events that you can see Tim and I at. We're going to be out at UNIVCon starting the 11th through the 14th. We're going to have a lot of fun, too. They have a lot of fantastic speakers, and that's why we're going to have Topher with us. Let's welcome to the darkness on the edge of town, Mr. Topher Young. Hey, Topher, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Dave?
Doing great. Hey, let's talk about UNIVCon. UNIVCon's coming up here real soon, and tickets are still available, correct?
Correct. We still have plenty of our silver tickets available. Gold passes, unfortunately, are sold out, but silver passes, obviously, are still very much available on our website.
All right. Now, let's tell people, what are silver passes? What do you get with a silver pass?
The silver pass is the general pass for the conference. The majority of our attendees actually get the silver pass. It gets them to all the events, all the lectures, workshops, et cetera.
So, all right. And let's hear about some of the guests that you have lined up.
Well, this year we got a lot of guests this year, which is actually really awesome. Some of our most distinguished speakers we have coming in, Michael Shermer. He's a very well-noted skeptic, also writes and owns Skeptic Magazine. We're very excited to bring him in there and offer more of a skeptical view. Josh Gates from Destination Truth on Sci-Fi Channel. Obviously, we have Paranormal State, the entire cast.
That's right. We got who's going to be out there? Ryan, Katrina. You've got Heather, you've got Sergi, you've got even Chip Coffee's going to be there for part of it, correct?
Chip Coffee
yourself.
Will be there for a couple of the days. Lauren Warren will be there.
Right, you'll be out there. You got Josh out there. The whole crew is going to be on hand. You guys will be available for autograph signing and a meet and greet with the fans too, right?
Absolutely. Actually, there's going to be a lot of stuff with Paranormal State. One of the things that UNIVCon is offering this year is Paranormal State the Experience. So it's not just the cast. We're actually bringing some of our clients in this time too. So for those that maybe don't like the show and want to know more about what actually happened, they get an opportunity to actually talk to our clients firsthand and actually find out what really did go on at the cases.
All right. And now the people want to get tickets. How can they go ahead and find these?
It's very simple. Just go to our website at univcon.org. It's www.univcon.org. There's plenty of locations on there, but right on the front page, actually, there's a link that can take them right to purchase their tickets right then and there.
All right, great. And now you do have set up there ways to buy the tickets. You show which hotels are in the area, and it takes place in State College, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Okay. And what's the basic price there for the silver tickets, so people know?
Silver passes are $95, which gets them into all the events, ghost hunts, ghost tours, all the workshops, the lectures, and stuff like that. And there's a couple other things that will be added on, such as we're offering a masquerade ball this year.
Great.
Like the opening ceremony and dinners will all be extra, but everyone pays extra for those.
Sure. Well, Topher, thanks a lot. Continued success. We'll see you out there. I know I'll be joining in with the festivities of UNIVCon this year. And again, people can find information by going to univcon.org, correct?
Correct. And right. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Topher. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Take care, Dave.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go to our next line. We're going to, this is kind of an exciting new deal for us too, Tim.
It is.
You know, because we've always had people want us to get more entertainment involved. So what we decided to do was go after the hottest cougar in Minneapolis, St. Paul area.
We've got
Nicole here. Yeah, look at Andy in the background. Oh, yeah.
Baby.
And I was talking to Nicole the other day. I said, Nicole, we'd like to maybe incorporate you into part of the show. Can we get you in a cheerleader costume to hang out? And she said, no, but I'll review horror movies. And I said, well, that sounds like a good plan. So, Nicole, I sent you off and I made you watch the follow-up to the cult classic Lost Boys. The new one is called Lost Boys, the Tribe. So let's hear about this. Just came out about a week or two ago, direct to DVD, and I watched it too. So I'm interested to see what your take is on it. What did you think of Lost Boys, the Tribe?
Well, I thank God that the Sutherlands added another son to the pile, because that was the only part worth watching was that smoking hot Angus Sutherland.
Angus.
I don't know if you agree, but he was the head vampire.
You know, he didn't do much for me.
He didn't do much for you?
No,
you didn't like
I'm sorry.
The motorcycle scenes when he was making out with that chick?
No, not so much.
That was really hot.
But it was, so you were kind of disappointed in the movie on the whole, except for his acting ability?
Well, I don't even know if there's any acting ability
That's true.
To talk about. Well, you know, I thought it was very interesting that, you know, one of the opening scenes is the vampires fighting another vampire. I'm like, don't vampires have the ability to sniff out other vampires? I didn't know how, like, this one vampire guy even put himself in a situation where he was eaten and mauled by other young, hot vampires.
Yeah, but it makes for good viewing, don't you think? You know, that's what I laugh about, though, Nicole. If you watch, now go back and watch the original Lost Boys.
Right.
People hold this movie up in this icon legend status.
Okay.
And to me, Jason Patrick is one of the worst actors in the world. But he was hot, he was young. And everything he talked through there, he sounded almost like a cross between a nasal guy and Marlon Brando through most of the movie. But he was brooding, had the, you know, Michael Hutchins in excess, greasy long hair and looked good in tight leather. And then you had the over-the-top acting, which people are laughing about. Corey Feldman from the original movie, played Edgar Frog, is back, and he plays the exact same character the exact same way, only he's 20 years older.
Stupid thing on his head.
Right.
With the stupid fake bandana.
They were just trying to give you the same feel, I think, from the original movie.
Oh, my gosh. But I was very surprised. There was a lot of intestines, a lot of blood. I never expected so much blood in a vampire movie because I thought vampires just turn to dust when they die. But there was a lot of blood. And I got a kick out of the constant stabbing of one another and intestines pouring out of their bodies for the YouTube video.
Yeah, they were going for a little shock value, I think, with the newer version.
Well, my 12-year-old was even sitting there going, are you kidding me with this movie? And the whole time, you know, I'm a huge fan of the two Coreys. So I was like, where's Corey Feldman? So, you know, thanks to you, I stood around and I waited for the credits to roll.
Right. No, let's not give away the surprise ending. But, yeah, people that are fans of the two Coreys will get their lifelong dream of seeing them reappear together.
Seeing them reappear again on the small screen because, again, like you mentioned, Dave, it went right to DVD. So, and he is my favorite Stone celebrity right now. I'm totally in love with him and his drug addict appeal. But I really like the two alternate endings. Did you get to see that?
See, did you like the two alternate endings? I thought the one that they use in the end of the movie is much better, and it left me wanting more.
Right. The two alternate endings didn't make any sense whatsoever.
No.
And he flubbed his lines in the first alternate ending. So
yeah.
It's worth just watching just to critique it. If you want to critique the stupidest movie, the worst vampire movie ever made, the worst part two ever made, rent this movie.
Oh, come on. The worst part two ever made?
I would have to say it's one of my, the sequel is the worst sequel I've ever seen.
I would recommend you rewatch Poltergeist 2 because that has got to be one of the worst paranormal returns.
I'm from the East Coast, so like Poltergeist movies I'm all about. But, you know, I looked up the Sutherland guy because I wanted to know the relation. Because
sure.
I thought, he's just smoking hot.
Now is he Kiefer's son?
He's actually his stepbrother.
Oh, okay.
Yep, from another marriage. But, you know, like I said, I mean, I think that, you know, Corey
Haim. Did you hear that, Tim? He truly is a brother from another mother.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Excellent.
He was a brother from another mother.
Yes.
Yep. But he was the whole, you know, Feldman thing with the voice every time he had a bandana on, like he was channeling Batman with a mask. I just didn't even know what he was doing. It was absolutely ridiculous. But you know what? I loved it just for the entertainment value. Like I said, I enjoyed the intestine scenes a lot. And like I said, I was very shocked in all the blood. But if you want to watch just a bloody, stupid movie, I would say you have nothing to do. You're
I'd agree.
Netflix. Go watch.
I thought it was fun just for what it was, and it was a nice kitsch value to see him come back. But I agree with you.
Nice
it was nothing fantastic.
Together. But absolutely the stupidest movie. But I did go see Mirrors tonight, and, you know, if you want, we'll talk about it next week.
Yep, we'll talk about that next week on the show. We got to get rolling here and get into our next break. But thanks a lot for joining us.
Great night.
Thank you, Nicole. And that's Nicole Remini, the Cougar, is going to be with us every week talking about new horror movies.
Bye, guys.
Take care. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with more Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show right after this. Good evening. Welcome back to I'm your host here at Darkness Radio. My name is Dave Schrader. Across the board from me, my co-host and producer, Mr. Tim Dennis.
I got me a fishbowl.
You are. You're behind those double-plated glass.
Yeah.
So you're not feeling the heat of the lights above me, man.
No.
It's burning on the sunburn here. I'm cooking.
You can't punch me out anymore when you don't like something. You just have to deal with it, mister.
Yeah, I don't have to deal with nothing. See how I am? We're going to get back into the show. And hey, let me point out again, if you're listening online, join us in our chat room. Go to darknessradio.com, click on the live chat, and you can join in, be a part of the fun with us, talk along with other paranormally minded people. Right now we're going to go to our next guest, and we've got him on the line with us. We have from Sci-Fi Channel's Spooked special and from the Children of the Grave, Mr. Keith Age. Good evening and welcome to the show, Keith.
Hey, Dave. How's it going, buddy?
Doing great. Thanks a lot. I wanted to have you on and talk to you a little bit about the Mid-South Paranormal Conference that's coming up at the end of September. Why don't you go ahead and throw the dates out for us?
It's September 26th, 27th, and 28th here in Louisville, Kentucky.
And tickets are still available for this, correct?
Yes, they are.
How can people get tickets to this event?
You can go to www.louisvillegs.com.
Okay, that's louisvillegs.com.
Right.
Okay. And tell us, who are the speakers you're going to have out there? Yep.
I just did a search for the Mid-South Paranormal.
Okay. And who are the speakers you have that are going to be a part of it this year?
We have a ton of guys coming out. I have you. You're coming out, for one.
Yes, I'll be there.
That's right. And you're always welcome. You were a great hit last year, and love to have you back this year.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. And we have, from Ghost Hunters International, we have Donald LaCroix. From Ghost Hunters, we have Keith. And as well, Sandra will also be there, Keith Johnson.
Right, the demonologists, okay.
Yep. We have Tim Yancey and Jason Gowan and Tim's lovely wife from Encounters. They'll be coming back up. And if you haven't seen Gowan's presentation on Just Say No to Orbs, it's hilarious. So, and then we'll also have Bill Chappell, who's designed the Puck System, be out talking about it.
Right, he's one of our new corporate sponsors here on the show for the digital dowsing.
Yep, and plus he did some filming with us for Children of the Grave 2 and The Possessed.
Oh, great.
Really good stuff coming out. And we'll also have the Booth Brothers, who made Spooked and Children of the Grave, and they'll be coming out showing some new stuff from all the different movies we have coming up on Sci-Fi Channel. We also have Bob Honeycutt from Georgia coming up, Patrick Burns from Haunting Evidence.
Great. Patrick's a good friend of our shows, and he's the paranormal investigator from True TV's Haunting Evidence, which starts back up in October here.
Right. Yeah, everything's coming out in September and October.
Right. All the good stuff, right?
Well, yeah, all the good stuff. Yeah.
And there's going to be talks about paranormal, right, how to investigate. There's going to be some case files shared from people that are going to talk about it. And is Tim Yancey going to be doing his Amityville Horror talk at your event?
Yes, he will be. Great. Also including George Lutz, who he was a close friend to. Also have the last remaining Houdini coming.
Wow.
He's coming from Vegas. He does a show with Lance Burton. He'll be talking about his famous ancestor, plus doing a show.
Okay.
Putting it on. Great. I think he's probably going to be doing the straitjacket act that made Houdini famous.
Wow.
So okay. We've just got a lot of different things.
A lot of stuff going on, and people can still pick up tickets, again, by going to LouisvilleGHS.com. Right. Or just Google Mid-South Paranormal Conference, correct?
Convention, yes.
Okay, convention. And Keith, now let's let everybody else know, too. Spooked is out on DVD, and it's a fantastic DVD that's kind of a documentary that's a behind-the-scenes of a filming of a movie that was taking place at Waverly Hills, right? And then all the background stuff that started to happen, they put together this documentary about Waverly Hills called Spooked, and they get some really great evidence from that as well.
Right. Well, that's how it started out, right, as... the making of the movie Death Tunnel, which will be on Sci-Fi Channel September 6th. And they ended up started capturing all the stuff while they were making the movie and came to me and they said, you know, what's this? What's going on? And that's when they said, you know, this is just too good of stuff to just let go. So that's how they started filming Spooked. And
great. And then Children of the Grave is out on DVD as well?
Children of the Grave is out on DVD, and the next one out, Sci-Fi's calling it the Spooked series. That's why they've all got different names, but they're all ghost hunting documentaries. And, you know, there's more into the research and the history and also evidence that we find. And the first one, like you said, is Children of the Grave after Spooked. The next one is called The Possessed, which will be out in October on Sci-Fi, and We're currently shooting Children of the Grave 2 right now.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Keith. Let us know when they're coming out, and we'll have you back on the show to talk about them so we don't give anything away beforehand, but then we'll promote that you're going to be releasing the new DVDs as well.
Sounds great.
Thanks a lot, Keith. And for all of you, again, that are interested, you can check out the Mid-South Paranormal Conference by going to Louisville GHS and joining Keith Age from Spooked, along with a host of other great guests that will be out there, including myself. You'll get to meet Darkness Radio Dave. Come on out and have some fun with us. Next on the line, we're going to start off again with another really kind of fun little deal here, Tim. We're going to do a book review every week for the people that are interested. And we're going to talk about both paranormal and horror books.
I got to know something real quick.
What's that?
How do you get the hotties to do reviews for us?
I know. Isn't that amazing? I get the beautiful brunette, the beautiful blondes. We're going to be just rolling out. We have Susan Cummins online with us. Hi, Susan.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. What's the book we're going to talk about tonight?
Well, the book we're going to talk about tonight is Phantoms by Dean Koontz.
Oh, good. A classic. Good, good, good.
A classic, yes.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but Dean Koontz is kind of the forerunner right behind Stephen King's in the world of paranormal or spooky writing. Well, give me a little background on Phantoms and tell us what your thoughts are on the book.
Well, you know, I know it's a classic. It was re-released recently in 2002 and then again in 2008. And I, you know, being a Dean Koontz fan, I devour everything of his, and I was lucky enough to sort of stumble upon it. Never saw the movie. For those out there, yes, there was a movie made with Peter O'Toole and Ben Affleck, actually. But as a read, it's fabulous. It sort of combines, you know, everything. As a paranormal investigator, we're sort of linked up and enamored with mysteries. Is there life after death? The Bermuda Triangle and the Mary Celeste. Mysteries are big for a lot of us, and it sort of encompasses all of those things. It starts off with a small mountain town where everyone has disappeared and a handful are dead, and nobody knows why. So it keeps you moving right along, and he throws in all of the big what-ifs. Is it extraterrestrial? Is it something demonic? Is it, you know, what is it? And, you know, also with the topics that you were talking about tonight, Bigfoot being one of them, it sort of encompasses all of that, and it just sort of latches you in. For those who haven't read it, it's fabulous.
Great, and that is out. It's re-released, so it is available right now in all the major bookstores.
It's re-released, and just going online, you can find it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. They all have it, and it's been re-released in audio CD.
Okay.
So for those that are on the road, it's something great to listen to as well.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Susan. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week with your new book review. And you've got a new series, a series that's been out for a while, but you're going to talk to us about called Odd Thomas, correct?
Very excited to talk to those who are Dean Koontz fans. Odd Thomas, it basically talks about a poor gentleman who sees dead people.
Okay.
So it's a great book, and I think it'll be an exciting read for those of you who haven't touched it yet.
We'll talk about that series, yeah, coming up this week. Again,
yeah.
Thanks a lot for tuning and being a part of the show with us this evening, Susan. We appreciate having you here.
Wonderful.
And thank you all for tuning into the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Across the board for me, Mr. Tim Dennis. We'll be back with more Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio right after this. Welcome back. I'm your host, Dave Schrader, with Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We appreciate you spending your night with us. Stay tuned for second hour when we invite Nick Redfern to join us. He's an author and a researcher, and I think we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking about the crazy stuff that's been going on in the world of cryptozoology. For those of you that are new to this, cryptozoology are things like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, El Chupacabra. So we've got some really great stuff that's been going on in the news lately. We're going to discuss that, including the fraud that was just perpetrated on America by those couple of goofballs in Georgia that claim to have had recovered the body of a Bigfoot. Right now, though, I do want to make a couple more quick announcements. Again, beside doing the radio show, we also do a live set of paranormal events where we go all over the United States and see fantastic places. The Queen Mary in California, the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia, Waverly Hills in Louisville, Rolling Hills in New York. We go out and we investigate these places with our listeners, and you are invited to join us as well. You can check out for more information, and we have a great lineup of guests. We go out with Jane Grant from the TV show Ghost Hunters on the Sci-Fi Channel, psychic and sensitive Mr. Chris Fleming from the TV show Dead Famous on the Biography Channel. We have Patrick Burns from Haunting Evidence. We're going to be working with Richard Felix from the TV show Most Haunted. We've got a great lineup of people that are going to be out at our events, and I hope that you will look at us and check out darknessevents.com. Now we're going to go into our next guest, and this is another cool deal, Tim. We're bringing in an international correspondent. We're spreading the field, brother.
Because we love dudes with accents.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
I have one of those.
Yes, you do. And ladies and gentlemen, joining us all the way from England, he came into Minnesota for our very first show. We're appreciative of this. We have Mr. Adrian Lee. Good evening, Adrian.
Hi, Dave. Hello, America.
We'd like to, first, let's introduce people to you a little bit, Adrian. What do you know about the paranormal? What do you do? What gives you some background to talk to us about this stuff?
I was born and grew up in London, and I had some paranormal experiences when I was a child, which made me interested in the paranormal. I then studied history at various levels, and I'm currently living in Bedfordshire, and I'm a member of the Luton Paranormal Society. So when I'm back in Britain, I investigate over there, and obviously we have the history, we have the buildings, everyone has a ghost story to tell. And obviously when you guys bring me over here, I'm investigating throughout the Midwest as well.
Right. You know, Adrian's been kind enough in the past with our radio show of contacting us with telling us some of the stories that have been, and usually just in an email form, he was sharing some of the stories that have been taking place all throughout Europe to bring it to our attention. And I decided, you know what, it'd be great to have an international correspondent that can keep all of us updated with the weird stuff. And actually, you guys are a little bit more open over in Europe with the disclosure, it seems, of activity that goes on.
Absolutely, yes. The government doesn't tend to hide too much at the moment. There's been a lot of things published in the press. We've had UFO incidents throughout Wales and Scotland in the last few months, as I've sent you bits and pieces. And generally, they tend to be more open about things. I'm guessing everyone has seen a ghost in Britain. Most people have a story to tell. So hopefully I'm going to be able to investigate those things for you and talk to you on a regular basis.
That'd be great. Now, too, one of the things you just alluded to was the UFO sightings. You started sending me some information about that.
Absolutely, yes. And there's been a number of things happen over the last few months.
Right.
Over
you had something in Wales that was a pretty big deal, right? There was like a big formation of UFOs that might have been sighted.
Absolutely. I think the Welsh people were worried for a moment. They had a squadron of UFOs flying over their country.
Now, you've got kind of an interesting story about that, too. I know we kind of talked about some of the stuff, but let's talk about this now. With the big sighting that took place in Wales a couple months ago, they saw what appeared to be like a squadron of UFOs kind of flying overhead, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And now there might be some new light on this subject coming out?
Yeah, I think the feeling is that a lot of weddings now are taking place where people are actually buying balloons, hot air balloons, that you light a ball of wax underneath and the hot air sends the balloon up into the air. Now, there was a wedding that took place in the south of Wales in the valleys, and the couple went on their honeymoon after the event and didn't realise that the whole of Wales had seen this squadron of lights go over their country. Now, of course, if a lantern's glowing and it's in the distance, you've got no depth perception. You've got right. Nothing to compare it to. So it was the army were called. There was helicopters. There was all kinds of things going on. And this couple had gone on their honeymoon, completely missed all the news until the moment they got back.
Now, is there an assurance? I mean, do we know that that is what was sighted? Have they figured that out, that it was just these miniature hot air balloons now? Or are they putting it together, that's most likely what was seen over the skies?
I'm thinking that's the case, that they're actually believing that this was the lanterns going up, just because the direction the couple said they saw the lanterns drift off into, and then all the sightings were then in those places where they saw them disappear to. But there was actually a case, you're not allowed to fly lanterns or kites within 5 miles of an airport, apparently. So they actually drove themselves out to an area where they thought it would be safe, and then actually let them loose.
Which probably made it look worse, right? Coming out from this field area.
Absolutely, yeah. Across the valleys, over the top of the mountains, and just drifting across Wales. Absolutely. And a similar thing has happened in Scotland as well recently. There was a party, and again, they used similar balloons. And apparently the switchboard in Scotland was absolutely jammed with UFO sightings and people saying that they were being attacked and a squadron of UFOs were going over. That was in Grangemouth in Stirlingshire. They were playing a mystery game, apparently, where you make a wish and send the balloon off into the air.
All right, so over in Europe, you guys can be pretty well duped like we can here in the United States.
Absolutely, yes. Although, this is cross country, unfortunately.
You had your best story, though, for me with being duped, which I liked. And let's talk about that before we get into the NASA story here, because I thought this was just funny. This is something that would happen to Tim or I, I'm afraid.
Yes, this particular section isn't looking good for Wales, unfortunately.
No, Wales is fell prey to the light brigade in the sky of hot air balloons, right? And now what happened to this poor guy?
Yeah, I'm not going to commit myself to anything to do with Wales on the basis I've actually got to go home at some point.
Sure.
Can I just thank you guys for actually flying me over here for the first episode on 103K Talk?
Yeah, we appreciate you being here.
You force-fed me with a cornucopia of stick-based confectionery and food. And
yeah, Tim, we drove him out I took him out and made him hand out flyers with me yesterday at the state fair so he could experience real Americana.
Oh, yeah.
And we were laughing. He had to laugh at all the things. Here in Minnesota, folks, for that are listening online across the United States, I don't know what your state fairs are like, but if you can't stick it on a stick and eat it, then it's no good at our state fair. So I was showing him we had pork chop on a stick.
Regret that after the event, I have to say.
It was delicious for the moment.
Absolutely.
And we saw gator on a stick. We saw deep fried hot dogs on a stick. Isn't that just basically a corn dog, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, without the coating. Yeah.
There was a vicious rumor that there was actually bacon on chocolate on a stick as
yes,
well.
Yes, there is. Ooh.
And there was big, fat bacon on a stick. That was the sign. Big fat bacon. It was about a foot long of bacon wedged on a stick.
Why on a stick, out of interest, just purely as a foreigner coming in?
I guess it keeps your hand from getting greasy and holding the food, right?
Yes, we call that a knife and fork back in Britain. Strangely enough.
Well, you're so...
Guys. I'm going to celebrate my first coronary this year at the fair because I'm going to get the chocolate-covered bacon to the big fat bacon. Absolutely, Adrian. In fact, I want you to be there to scream at me in that accent to come back to this life.
Come to the light.
Don't stay away from the light.
Oh, okay.
And also exposing my pallid English flesh to Minnesota harsh sunlight as well.
Yes, the two of us got cooked pretty well yesterday together. But, so you got to go out and see the wonderful... State Fair and meet a lot of our locals here and hand out flyers, talk to them a little bit about the paranormal. And now, you know, you met all kinds of great people, right, from every walk of life.
Absolutely.
And let's get back into this story
Wales.
With this guy.
Yes, we digress.
With Wales. Yeah, there was a story with this gentleman. And Tim, I love this story. And let's welcome real quick, we have Ben, our old intern, has stopped into the studio with us.
Don't call her old.
Well, I don't mean she's physically old. She just was our past intern. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Ben is with us, and we want to welcome Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Dave.
All right. And now, Tim, check this story out. Right?
Okay.
This makes you feel a little bit brighter, knowing that this is going on over the pond.
I need something to make me feel brighter.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. I managed to find a story where there was an emergency call placed to officers from the Valley area of South Wales. And apparently, the caller called into the control room calling 911 and said there was a bright stationary object above his house. So I'd just like to read you, if you would indulge me.
Please.
The transcription typed out of that particular conversation.
Okay.
The control room starts out by saying, South Wales Police, what's your emergency? Caller replies, it's not really. I just need to inform you that across the mountains is a bright stationary object. If you've got a couple of minutes, perhaps you could find out what it is. It's been there for at least half an hour and it's still there. Controller replies, is it actually on the mountain or in the sky? It's in the air. I will send someone out to check out now. So they send out a police car.
Right.
A couple of minutes later, you get the police car and the control room having a conversation. The control room says, Alpha Zulu 20, this object in the sky, did anyone have a look at it? Officer replies, yes, it's the moon, over.
So they were. He was duped by the moon, huh? Is this his first night? I mean, does the moon not show up much in England, or is it usually cloud cover at night?
Wales is particularly rough for bad weather and clouds, I must admit, but I would like to think that they'd seen the moon on a number of occasions. I mean, in people's mind, in Wales, obviously with the UFO stories that are going on at the moment, I tend to think that they've got that in their mind, that any strange light or anything now that's... Right. Am I cutting the guy too much slack, do you think?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, let's leave that.
Let's cover this. Now, we only have about 2 minutes left, but let's talk about this NASA story real quick.
By the way, I thought it might be a good idea if alien spaceships actually disguise themselves as the moon, and then they could observe us whenever they want. Similar to your cloud formations from a couple of weeks
ago. That's true.
Just very quickly, I want to talk about the NASA UFO hacker. A European court has intervened in Gary McKinnock's extradition to the US. McKinnon, 42, from the north of London, has been accused of the biggest military hack of all time. A US court has indicted McKinnon when it was alleged that he hacked into over 90 computers belonging to NASA, the Pentagon, US Army, Navy, and Air Force. This is estimated to have cost $900,000 worth of damage. Wow. That's about £450,000 of real money. he wants to look for UFOs. He claims that NASA has got UFO photos. He claims that they've airbrushed things out. He claims that NASA have re-engineered or reverse-engineered from crashed UFO sites an anti-gravity system. Now, obviously, he thinks that they're not going to give that openly to the government.
Now, did he find this when he was hacking? Was he able to actually locate this information?
I don't think he accessed any of this. I mean, as an oil-based economy, if NASA has got propulsion units that don't require oil, then obviously that's going to have a big impact into global economies.
Now, they're trying to extradite him to the United States to take care of him, right? And they
Absolutely.
Want him in jail for 70 years.
Yeah, 70 years and a $2 million fine, and he's fighting that at the moment, and the European court have given him a two-week reprieve. I'm guessing he's not going to Florida for his holidays this year.
Now, we only have about 30 seconds left, but let me mention this real quick. With this, this is the scary part of the story for me, Adrian. What?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the guy was interviewed, and he basically said that he managed to get into all these systems without any problem. There was no firewall, very limited passwords, and basically all of the systems over here that are based, you know, around terrorism and, you know, NASA and the US military were easily accessed from a guy in his flat in North London.
Yikes. Well, that's something scary right there.
I'm glad I'm going back home.
No doubt. Well, you're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We'd like to welcome Mr. Adrian Lee. He is our international correspondent. And again, if you have international stories and you're listening from abroad, you'd like him to talk about on the show, you can go to our site, click on the news desk, and there you'll find information to contact Adrian both at MySpace and at his normal email address. Show him the stories, and he will talk to us about that. Stay tuned after the top of the hour. We're going to be back for hour two with our guest, Nick Redfern. And you can check out Nick and his information at nickredfern.com. That's Nick, R-E-D-F-E-R-N.com. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.